Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio on Blog Talk Network on our 10th year of being on this show on a daily basis, close to 5,000 shows. And we're also live on Facebook. Hello, Facebook community. And what we're doing right now is kind of a quick, laid-back update for you guys who follow the show, who follow the mission, and a little bit of an update about myself. So I'm going to wait for people to kind of come on in before I get started. So once you come on in, either on the radio or on Facebook, have a seat, sit back. And hello, Melanie. How are you doing, my girl? Good to see you. It's been a while. I missed you a lot. And Patrice, good seeing you too. And please share. Thank you for sharing. Melanie, I have missed you like a ton. I mean, I really, really have. And I'm just going to say it straight from my heart. You just brighten my day when I see you, really. That's the honest to God truth. So then that's really great. Patrice, love you too, girl. Good seeing you. And I'm going to give a little bit of an update of what we're doing today and what's been going on with me here recently a little bit. Just need your prayers. And I'm going to be speaking about the mission today as far as where we're at for the week. This is our last day of shows before I go and do my work on the mission. Though I work all the time on the mission, and yesterday, I don't know if you've seen the video that I posted, just look in the last hour. If you haven't, go look on my Facebook wall when this is over. But when I was out in my travels yesterday, I came across a couple, and I saw a couple sitting on a corner, and the wife was standing up, but the husband was in a wheelchair. And I watched how people just kept going by, people, no one stopping to help. And it was almost 100 degrees yesterday. And I knew that was, even though I just got done with the doctor, was heading to the pharmacy, needed to go to Walmart to get medical supplies, I knew I needed to get to these people. And it was crazy getting to these people because it was getting rush hour. Traffic was heavy as can be, and they were on this corner. And then when I did get to these people and they told their story, how they lost their jobs, the husband's disabled, they're hoping for disability to go through, and they have nothing. They can't pay their bills. And no one stopped by to give them anything. They told me before I started the filming with my phone that some people stopped by with some change, but it was not going to pay their bills. And I had like I had a stack full of cars behind me, and in front of me was a green light. And I'm sitting there with my emergency flashers going, and I know people behind me. Hello, Tammy. Yes, we are definitely the Journey in Light family. And the people behind me, I knew, were throwing arrows. I mean, So I surprised them with $50, which just, if you could have seen the husband's look once I started moving, oh, it was priceless, and I love doing that, and that's a lot of the work that I do. Find someone that really needs the help and surprise them with more than pocket change. You know what I mean? So, oh, you know, God has a funny way with me. I think he just laughs, because when I got done there at that spot right at the corner, all these cars, you know, and I had to get on out of there before these cars behind me shot me or something. And I pulled around to pulling off the road because something fell on the other side of the chair, on the other side of the seat across the car. So I got out of the car to go around, open the door because it already fell down. And what fell, one thing that fell down was a pop can. I drink Sprite Zero, as you know. And I'm diabetic, so I always stay thirsty. That leads into my issue. But anyway, so when I open the door, the Sprite can falls down, okay, hits the concrete, okay? It's closed, but hits the concrete, and it opens up a couple of holes, and it starts spraying everywhere. It's turning, and it's shooting out. It's shooting out Sprite, and of course, it's hitting me all over, and of course, in the glasses, of course, you know. And I thought, God, you know, it's like, can you have a little mercy on me? You know, it's like, but then I realized, you know, that this is my only problem today. That this is, you know, I got to laugh because I know God above has to be laughing. So, appreciating my determination, like, to help that family, because it may look easy, like, to get to them, but it's not. It's you got to time it, because I wanted to get to them so I didn't start off with a whole line of people behind me. And so I had to, like, maneuver myself, like, just stay in the parking lot until the light turned red so I could hop in there and hopefully have time to speak to them before the light turned green. Of course, when I got up to them, there was cars ahead of me, so I couldn't get up to them till the light turned green. And then, you know, the light's green, there's cars behind me, and I'm at the curb at the intersection, but I gotta stop. I gotta help these people, right? So I put my emergency flashers and thankfully I live in Oklahoma. Most people are very nice. during that time, it was pretty quick, as you can see on the video. No one even honked their horn, but I know they wanted me to get moving. That is the love, you know, of the mission. You know, and that's where my heart is. And that's why I speak about the mission so much. So today we have, I know everybody can't stay forever, so let me talk about what we got coming up today. We're going to be starting our shows in 2 hours, okay? So we're not starting right now. So we're going to start in 2 hours. Thanks for the love, Melanie. Thanks so much. I appreciate everybody's hearts and love, and I love you guys so much. I really do. Really miss you guys. So today in 2 hours we're going to start off with Psychic Little T, okay? And then to be taking your calls and everything, and then at 4 hours from now, so 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, we're going to be having on Greg King, psychic medium, Reverend Gregory King from Lilydale. He's been up at Lilydale. Lilydale's a spiritual center and up in New York. It's been there for, over 100 years. And Greg has been there for half of it. He's been there 50 years, and he lives on the grounds. He's amazing. I mean, he not only gives you information on the questions you asked about, but also he gives you information on things you didn't even ask about. So he's incredible. So Greg will be on for an hour, and Greg's been with me the whole 10 years, and I really appreciate that. And hello, Kathy Hall. And hello, Diana. Good to see you. Diana's been with me about the whole 10 years, too. And beautiful soul. And so Greg's going to be on for an hour. And then we're going to continue on after that. So at 10 Eastern, Jennifer from Nashville's astrologer, Jennifer Green, is going to join me. And we're also going to have Psychic Little T on with us. So the three of us are going to take your calls, any questions, of course. But we're also going to ask folks to call in about their relationship. And we're going to do an alpha, you know, mega thing where you get a perspective from female and male. Because sometimes, you know, I see it on the show all the time where since the show is primarily females, of course, you know, females will call and they'll say, my guy is doing this. Like we had this Monday. My husband, I think he might be cheating. So after Jennifer gave her psychic, you know, message, then I chimed in about the male perspective, about how, you know, so anyway, I won't give that whole, you know, what we talked about, but I think it's good to do that because something can be so misunderstood just because males and females look at things differently. We do. So I think that's going to be a good show. So Thursdays is our crunch time, our deadline for the mission. We have families that I have talked to all week, a lot of them last weekend, that I have said, I'll be back to help you. It's anywhere from electricity turning on to water to paying back rent to just helping folks in the streets like you saw on the video. So what? So when we're at Thursday, I look at how short are we to meet our goals. And then we start praying for a miracle to happen. And what we're going to do tonight is, regardless of my medical condition or tired I am or how I'm supposed to be having my feet up because of I'll be talking about it in a minute, I'm going to stay as long as needed, even if it's midnight, 1 a.m., to meet our goal, okay? And I know at least one of the ladies is going to stay with me to take your calls because that is that important to me. So where we're at, and I know last week I said to God, it's impossible, I said, what we're needing to meet. And God said, you know, where is your faith, Michael? Where is your faith gone? And that's so true. And we did last week meet our goal, and our goal was higher than today. So I believe a miracle is going to happen again today. And with the combination of the whole family coming together, and so we're needing to raise $550 today to meet our goal of the week. The week, the fundraising was not very good, but today I believe that we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. And the families that I said I'd be able to help, that when they're expecting me to come, and also I've got to pay Burles' rent for the month, and he's the man that we took that was homeless, and he's got his own apartment now, and I'll do anything for that guy, and he suffered enough. So we need to raise $550, guys. That doesn't mean that's come from one person at all, but that's where we're at today. And so if you all can help, please make a donation either through GoFundMe or through PayPal. Can give you that as well. If you need links and things, I think it's on the show page. I'll put the link here for the GoFundMe. But, you know, and that's the beauty is I love what we're doing. I love that we're putting our spirituality, which is love, and we're putting it into action. We're going out to the streets, and we're even showing you a lot of the things that we can picture or film. And as long as the people are okay with that, a lot of times with families they're not, and I don't even suggest it when there's kids. So anyway, but I think it's important that we're putting it out there, that we're not putting a mythical, as long as it's okay with the people, message out there that, hey, you know what I'm saying? I think it's important. I really do. And that's why I do it. It's not the easiest thing. I would love to not have to use the camera and things, but I think it's important. So trust me, I would rather just help and put the phone away. But and I cringe when I say, can I take a picture? If you know me, if you know my personality, typically I'm a shy person, if you can believe that. I think you guys who really know me know that. So anyway, so there's the link to make a donation. I've put that up there at the GoFundMe. And please share. Hello, everybody. And I know I don't want to take up your whole afternoon. And the other thing I wanted to share with y'all, I'm a deep believer in prayer, a deep believer in God. And in short, yeah, to tell you about me, and I just need your prayers. That's all. I'm going to be all right. Most people know on this show that I'm diabetic, and and my levels are good, though. I'm treated and so forth, so it's not like it's out of range type thing. But I have to tell you a story a little bit about a couple of years ago, which will make you understand what I'm dealing with now. Several years ago now, this is like 4 or 5, well, it's even longer than that. Gosh, I don't, let's say 7 years ago. I was going through a big diet, and I was doing a lot of walking. I was doing 4 or 5 miles a day. And I lost like 100 pounds in a little over 6 months. It was incredible. But towards the end of that diet, I developed a blister on my heel. The blister opened up, and my doctor at the time misdiagnosed it big time. And he basically had me do nothing but soak it, which when you're diabetic and you have a wound, you keep it dry. You do not get it wet. And but he did. It got to the point where the wound got worse, and finally my doctor said, go to wound care. And I said, I thought it was all right. And he said, go now, go. So I went to wound care, and they were in shock. They were in shock that this was under a medical care, and they had to, thank God my wife was there with me, they had to cut away the dead skin, of course, And they cut it all the way down, and we were all praying in the room. I remember this. And we were hoping and praying that we wouldn't go all the way down to bone. And luckily there was one thin layer, good layer left that covered the bone. And I went through a year of wound care. I mean, this is like going several times a week for a year. And I had to receive over a dozen skin grafts to close that wound. And that was mainly because I'm diabetic and it was on one of my limbs that doesn't receive much, you know, blood, oxygen, all that good stuff that, thanks for being here, Murphy. Good to have you here. If you guys are not friends with me, please send me a friend request. We'd love to have you part of the mission or in part of the radio shows, really what I do. We also have a homeless mission. But so getting back to so after the skin grafts, over a dozen of them, the wound finally closed. Because when you have a wound, what happens is it, because of the fluid and stuff, and gets on other parts of the skin. Even though, you know, my wife, you know, dressed and, you know, this wound constantly, every day, new dressing, it starts to develop other wounds on the foot. And several of the medical doctors were saying I was going to lose my foot. And it was an incredible time. My heart just, I saw all kinds of things that wound care. Thank God every day for the doctor I had, Dr. Tu. She was a little small Oriental woman that had the faith of God with her. And she said, Michael, we're going to keep your foot. I'm going to do everything possible. And she did. She did everything that some doctors wouldn't do. So in the end, thank God I kept my foot. But there at wound care, I saw things, people with, you know, all kinds of limbs missing. And the worst case I saw, and God, my heart, my prayers still go out for this guy, is they brought him in a certain contraption. Never seen anything like it. And this guy, he honestly had no limbs, none, no hands, no legs. And he was brought in on a kind of a netting thing where he just sat back in there and the nurses wheeled him in. And that poor man, man. I mean, that's bad. I mean, that is really bad. But the guy was in really good spirits. So when we think we have it bad, you know. So anyway, so getting to where I'm at today and why I'm asking for your prayers is, I have edema, you know, which I've always had, bottom, you know, of your, below your knee, you have swelling and you have sometimes blotches on your skin, different colors. It's normal. And I had one spot that was darker than the others. And when I recently got some kind of a dry cream over the counter to help with my really dry skin. And I constantly get, a nurse comes by, my wife and I have had for a number of years, God, probably 10 years. And she gives me a therapeutic deep massage on my legs, which means getting the fluid. And since it doesn't naturally, when the fluid goes and the blood goes from the heart down to the legs, when you have edema and things like that, it doesn't naturally all come back. So you got this excess fluid in your legs. And anyway, so the nurse by massaging it and moving it up helps with that. And I've done that for a number of years. My wife kicks me in the butt every time I cancel it because of funds, because it does cost like $80 each time I do it. So, but I know I need to do it because I won't be here for the shows. I won't be here for the mission if I don't. So getting back to where I'm at. So when I used this cream, this blotch that was there then broke apart, and which I guess was good. And it developed like a round spot that where the spot was, where new skin looked like a blister, had popped, and there was the new skin. And short story is that this is kind of past the knee down the leg, and it continued to grow. This small blotch continued to get bigger, and it continued to drain, though I was happy that the drainage is clear, doesn't have a scent, which I know from having my wound before is good. So I struggled with doing it myself and thinking I could. And yesterday I finally broke down and had to go to the doctor and have it looked at. And they're sending me to wound care in a couple of weeks is the earliest I can get in. And we've got it wrapped up now. And so the doctor said it doesn't look too bad. And but we're back to going to wound care again. And because of what I've gone through before, it, be honest, it kind of scares me a little bit. But anyway, it's not going to change anything here. I'm still going to be here with you all with the shows like before. I'm going to continue the mission. That's not going to stop, even though my wife said I should slow down on that. But I'm not. I can't. And so we're praying for a miracle for tonight's mission of raising $550. I'm going to stay here as long as needed to get it done. I hope you guys help, and please pray for my left leg wound that it heals. We're praying that maybe it will heal soon and can be before, even before I go to wound care, maybe we could have it mostly healed up. So, that's what I, so I hope I'm not here forever tonight with the mission. I like to get my feet up. you know what I mean? But these people really last night, You guys may think I'm crazy, but these guys matter more than myself. They really do. They're like my family. My family is everything to me. My kids, Nick and Holly, and my wife, everything. I would easily give my life for them, without a doubt. Wouldn't even be a question. My wife and I have been married, in a month will be 30 years. It's more time than I've even known my parents. But the people out there that it's worse than you think. You guys, I know, it's bad, and the other thing that's bad is there ain't nobody helping, guys. I mean, have I seen another truck like mine going around on their days off helping? No, I haven't. Sad. But someone, like I said, someone's got to do it, right? If I stop, no one is. there's missions. Like one guy, most people say they don't even go to the missions because they just get all their stuff ripped off. And so, you know, we're there to help. And I know I can't do everything. I'm only one guy. And I've just got you guys, which is a lot, but it's us. It's us. It's us here on Facebook and us that is part of the radio show. That's where the donations come from. It don't come from the rich. It don't come from businesses. But people matter and I know they people matter to you guys. And so the miracle we're looking for tonight is $550. That is what we got to reach tonight to reach our weekly goal. And we've got a lot of great shows tonight. We're going to start in 90 minutes. And we're going to have Psychic Little T, Greg Keane from Lilydale, and then Jennifer Green will be here, Nashville's astrologer. And we're going to do kind of a psychic roundtable tonight with Jennifer, Little T, and myself. I'm going to take your calls, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time and praying for a miracle tonight. And thanks for your prayers for my leg. I appreciate it. And thank you, King. Thank you, Kathy, for your kind comments that you've written on the page. Oh my God, please be careful. You matter. And I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I've gone through a lot worse. My other wound was way worse. So I'm glad I've gotten it to attention early. Is important, unlike the doctor before, who it's amazing, isn't it, what doctors can how little they know. I guess I should wrap up here. I do thank all of you that did come for the live show. Thank you, Melanie. I love you so much. You're like family to me. I love you, girl. I really do. And all of you guys, my Facebook sometimes goes out, so sometimes I don't see all the comments. I don't know why it's that way, but I know you touch my heart, and whenever I see you, Melanie, I'm always like, there's my girl. And Melanie, you need to get after John. I've been trying to get him on my show, and I don't know. I'm going to make space for him, but he's got to get a hold of me to make it happen so we can schedule. So love to work with him. All right. So, again, please go and donate to Love in Action. Believing in a miracle tonight, or you can use PayPal to make a donation. And and I'll be back here on the radio in 90 minutes. We will start the radio side of things. And I know we will I'll be live here on Facebook too, guys. So much love to all of you. I love you all very, very much. And spread this, share it, let people know what our miracle is tonight. And let's reach the miracle, guys. Let's reach the miracle. I prefer not to be here till 2 a.m., but I'm willing to stay if needed. I love you all. You guys have a great afternoon, and I'm off to the wound care store to get some more medical supplies, and I'll be back here with all of you here real soon, okay? 90 minutes is the exact time. Hey, Maggie. I don't know. Whose laugh is better? Your laugh is better, Maggie. Yours is first, and then the laugh track. Thanks for all the love. I love you guys very much too. Melanie, Maggie, M&M's. My M&M girls, how about that? How does that sound? All right, I'm getting too silly and I gotta get out and scoot on out of here and get the supplies and things and get back in time for the big shows tonight. So love you all. Have a good afternoon, guys. And I'm going to end the radio show, and we'll see you guys back here in just a little bit.